But let's talk with Dr. Jeffrey Copin over at Northwestern Medicine, Chief Medical Officer at the Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital, I should say. Dr. Copin, not the most pressing or important medical news. Speaking of cicadas, though, I don't know if you saw this. The U.S. FDA is putting out a warning that if you do want to eat the cicadas, if you have a shellfish allergy, you're in trouble. Don't do it. I just thought that was so fascinating that many people are eating them. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. You know, I was actually thinking, Anna, maybe our shared Brussels sprouts recipe would work for cicadas. What do you think?
Yeah, the Brussels sprouts news, you knocked me over, I mean, with that, because I thought that was like one of those silly science studies about super tasters and people who don't like the taste of things like Brussels sprouts. And you're like, no, there's something to this that we really need to study. I'll tell you. Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I would say, you know, every day there's just another factoid or some breakthrough that we didn't really know before. Like, this is the first I've ever heard that if you have a lobster or shrimps, a shell food allergy, you better stay away from cicadas. You know, when I saw that FDA Twitter message, I was like, boy, who knew, right? Who knew?
Who knew? I love the incredible world of science. We learn something every day. Hey, Dr. Copin, a couple of questions here because we're fully reopening next Friday, June 11th. Both the city announced today they were doing it. I think the state we're on track there, it seems, to also do that. And I just wonder, there's a little confusion at the top because it feels as if wearing masks is still a part of what we'll be doing and be expected to do in some businesses. And I know hospitals and places like that, it's still going to be pretty much a requirement, don't you think? Or what do you know about this?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if the governor said anything today about mask requirements, whether that's going to change in any way when we open up in phase five next week. Mm-hmm. Everybody, though, should expect that we're going to continue to wear masks in healthcare environments, hospitals, doctors' offices. It just kind of makes sense just because of the prevalence of ongoing COVID in those environments. And also, quite frankly, we see a lot of immunocompromised people. So it's only fair to the folks that we take care of in our healthcare environments that we remain masked. And indeed, we're doing that, and we're going to continue to do that. How various businesses deal with this, I think, is going to be really interesting. I know there's some businesses, I understand Target, there is not a requirement to wear masks, but we know that there's grocery stores where there still is. So I suspect we'll continue to see that as we get deeper into the summer and we see what the positivity rates might be with COVID going forward.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you said that. We were just talking about it. Even can vary store to store based on the pharmacist, the pharmacy, or the, you know, the grocery store, as the case may be. We were talking about how one jewel has one policy and another one has a totally different policy. So I guess you just got to read those signs and that kind of thing. But what this announcement from the city at least said, Dr. Arwady, she said that businesses can operate at full capacity, but that people will still need to wear masks in certain settings, including schools, healthcare facilities, and on public transit. So that's a piece of things.
So that's where we are as of June 11th, right? And we'll see, you know, as they say, as the summer progresses and we see what happens with COVID. Like, Anna, I know you follow the data of COVID cases. I mean, it's remarkable how we've seen the downward trend in new cases, hospitalizations, thank goodness, deaths. I mean, it's just so positive, and it's continuing. There's been a lot written and said about the Memorial Day weekend, and you know, people being together and, you know, in big crowds, and like last Friday, there were 2 million people that passed through America's airports. Those are pre-pandemic levels. So will there be any implication to the number of new COVID cases that we have, say, in 2 weeks? Because we always know it's 2 weeks later that we learn about this. It's going to be interesting. My own opinion is that we're not going to see a big bump up. We'll probably see some, but it's not going to be that high. And that's because of the number of people who've been vaccinated, and also because it's the summer. So it's I think the good news is going to continue, and the summer is going to continue as a really good time for everybody.
Yeah, state's positivity rate, 1.5%. How about that? And record low also for the city at right around 2, I think it is today. So interesting. You're right. Everything trending in the right direction, and we'll see. Hopefully that all continues. Hey, there's a pretty big study I saw today. I wanted to ask you about the mRNA vaccines, trying to look at them and see how they may help potentially other health conditions. What do you know about that, Doc?
Yeah, so, we've been talking about this from the beginning when we explain mRNA. And how these vaccines work. BioNTech, for example, Pfizer's German partner that actually developed the vaccine that we know is the Pfizer vaccine in the United States, that company was founded a decade ago precisely to work on using vaccines to treat cancer. So the idea is by using mRNA, the body can be instructed to make antibody to specific proteins on a mutated cancer cell. It sounds like Star Trek-ian, doesn't it? I mean, it's like mm-hmm. science fiction to think about that. But that research is ongoing, and there's phase one trials going on around the world looking at this. And I think, like I've been saying, now for many months, the scientific breakthroughs that we are beginning to see because of all the attention going into COVID-19 will have far-reaching benefits, particularly in other infectious disease like HIV and cancers. And we're going to start to see that, I think, in the near future over the next couple of years. And that's very, very exciting, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. We've been talking about all the incentives out there for folks to get vaccinated and just push them over the edge a little bit if they're sort of, just haven't gotten around to it. Or maybe the $1 million lotteries like Ohio, the Vax-a-Million program, they said was super successful in terms of getting a surge, right? People signed up, they got their vaccine, and now they gave out a $1 million prize to a Michigan State grad, in fact, who lives there in Ohio. So it's interesting because I know Illinois is considering doing the same thing. And I wonder, the reasons you're hearing, the top-cited reasons why people are not getting the vaccine.
Yeah, I just had a conversation today with somebody who feels like she doesn't need it. She herself had COVID, so she knows she has natural antibody, and she just doesn't want it. She doesn't feel she needs it. She feels fortunate that she was able to get past the natural COVID infection, and she thinks she's done. I've heard that from a bunch of people. There's still people who are concerned about side effects. We still hear that the vaccine was developed too quickly. There's a lot of folks out there who just don't feel they need it, even if they have not had COVID. So those are the things that we continue to hear. I'm really happy, though, Anna, that we're seeing a lot of creativity now in creating incentive for people to get vaccinated. Obviously, the Vax-a-Million, although just the name itself is worth it.
I love it.
Vax-a-Million. Now the shot in the beer we've been talking about, another one of the Anna Dr. Copen ideas that
right.
we've been talking
we've got
about
a lot of them.
For a couple mm-hmm. of months.
Sure.
It's out there, right? We mm-hmm. now can do that. That's exciting. I particularly like what they do what they're doing in Ohio and some other states. They're having a lottery, not for money, but for college tuition, in-state college tuition, to get the younger people to go get vaccinated. So we're seeing a lot of good creativity. Also in terms of access, I mean, this is something, too, which is really important. Even though we know, thankfully, there's plenty of vaccine out there, you pretty much walk into any CVS or Walgreens right now. Just walk in and get vaccinated. There's still people who have a hard time, for whatever reason, making it to a pharmacy like that. Either it's distance or their schedule, maybe some other limitation. So we know now that the city is actually going to people's homes to give them vaccines, people who can't get out for whatever reason. Yesterday, President Biden talked about 4 child care providers nationally being able to provide temporary child care so someone can go get vaccinated if that's the limiting factor. So lots of creativity. Let's get more and more people vaccinated. We know that's the key to this. And even though it's slow, I think we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, speaking of incentives that are hope may work is the free Budweiser. If we get to 70% by July 4th, Budweiser buys the first round on America. Like they buy the first round for America on them. It's kind of interesting because I wonder that we're supposed to get to that 70% fully vaccinated by July 4th. Should we feel pretty comfortable if by July 4th we get to that number? Are we good? Are we good enough?
Well, that's certainly better where we are right now. You know, in terms of adults, we're over 60% for the country. So, you know, that's great. I mean, and I think 2 months ago, you and I, when we talked about this, if we knew by the beginning of June, we'd have over 60% of the adult population vaccinated, we would be thrilled, right?
Right. True.
And I am. I am. I just see it as just an incredible accomplishment for a country the size of the United States with all of our complexities. And we really all should feel really good about that. Boy, if we could hit 70% of the adults by the 4th of July, that would be even better. And let's hope we see that. We'll be able to keep tamping down new cases if this occurs, if we can get up to 70%. And like I say, the vaccines are there. You know, one of the things we're going to start to do, Anna, is we're going to start to provide the vaccine in walk-in clinics that Northwestern Medicine runs. Mm-hmm. Our fellow health systems are going to be doing the same thing, be able to get Johnson & Johnson one shot. We're working with IDPH to roll this out into the emergency rooms. So patients who come in for treatment and are then discharged will be able to offer them the one-shot Johnson & Johnson to get those folks vaccinated. We're going to be doing the same thing with patients who are being discharged from the hospital, just like we do with influenza shots every year. We have a protocol to be able to provide influenza during that season for people who are being discharged from the hospital. We're going to shortly start to do the same thing for the COVID vaccine. So lots of great things going on. And, oh, we're also going to be doing it in primary care offices.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the places where we can provide the vaccine continues to grow. Hopefully they're more and more convenient, so those folks who have yet to get it will be offered the vaccine, and hopefully they'll take up on the offer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, I just got an update from my kids' camp for the summer that they updated the mask guidelines and that they're not going to have to wear them much of the time unless they're gathered in big groups and that kind of thing. We talked about that, too. So it's kind of helping kids out with the activities. Even though the young ones still cannot get the vaccine, it seems that they're relaxing some of the rules, given the larger population being vaccinated, I guess.
Yeah. And, with the amount of new disease we're seeing being less and less, and particularly during summer camp, being outside, let's let kids run around. And like we've been saying, Anna, let's let kids be kids.
Mm-hmm. They need it for sure. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, thank you. Good talking with you always. Appreciate it.
All right, Anna. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Take care.
You too. Enjoy it yourself. Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.